T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Do you know what the Democrats are doing? They're transcending elections. The power that they have transcends elections. Here's what I mean by that. Look, the good news is if we manage to take back Congress, or even just take back the House with a big enough majority, we'll stop most of the spending, the looting of the Treasury they've been doing. Because it is, it's looting. It's looting after a coup. That's what they've always done since Marx published his famous work there that inspired their revolutions. They've always looted after their coups. That's what caused inflation. We'll be able to stop that. We'll be able to give the economy time to heal. We're still going to have to print half the federal budget, unfortunately, but we do that every year. We'll be back, hopefully, to a normal level of spending. We won't be, you know, spent printing that $1 to $2 trillion every quarter that's been so devastating for the American people. So there will be changes if Republicans take over. But that's about it, because we are now at a point, folks, where we cannot take control of the federal government again. It used to be whatever party was in power, that's who, you know, the federal government answered to. Not anymore. And that's the lens I want you to listen to this podcast through today. This idea that when we don't hold power, the federal government answers to the Democrats. When we do hold power, the federal government answers to the Democrats. And shockingly, across the board, what they are doing is weaponizing every single agency against us, every last one. And as we learned this morning in The Intercept, it's gone much further than even I imagined. In a shocking article dated October 31st in The Intercept called Truth Cops, I recommend you read it. It'll blow your mind. What we learn from internal Department of Homeland Security, FBI, and CISA documents is that the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, these groups have largely abandoned their counterterrorism purpose, particularly the Department of Homeland Security, which was created by George Bush after 9/11 to secure the homeland against foreign terrorists. They're not really interested in that anymore. In fact, the Intercept writes, as DHS pivots to monitoring social media, now that its original mandate, the war on terror, has been wound down, DHS, in its own documents, admits that it's given itself a new mission statement, a new charge. Its job is to prevent the division of America by suppressing information that divides America. In other words, anything the Democrat Party wouldn't want out there. And what are the standards? Not just speech that could lead to violence, although that's part of it, or divide America, but any kind of speech on social media that, quote, could undermine support for the U.S. government, unquote. Wait a minute. You're telling me the federal government is now censoring posts that question the federal government, undermine people's faith in it, regardless of whether those posts are true? Yup, in their own words. If this is tickling the back of your brain, if it sounds familiar, it's probably because it's not the first time we've heard this. Now, I did a podcast on this article in the New York Post not too long ago by Miranda Devine. That's back on September 14th, called Facebook Spied on Private Messages of Americans Who Questioned 2020 Election. And I was shocked by the criteria. All you had to do, remember, was express anti-government or anti-authority sentiments. You didn't have to threaten violence, speak in racist terms, or belong to a dangerous group at all. That was it. Your messages were flagged, even if they were private. And I talked about this at the time, as I said, this is how I know, beyond a doubt, I'm under surveillance by the FBI. In fact, I'd like to say hi to my minders right now. Hope you're enjoying the podcast. Wish you'd stop wrecking the country, because this can't continue. This is going to lead to abject misery for everyone you know. But it's what the FBI is doing. So if, and the reason I know this is that hundreds of you have sent me messages on Facebook, and they all go the same way. Tara, really scared about where the federal government's going. I think they're out of control. Here's an article you could use on your show. Love your show. Thank you. That was enough, very peacefully put, to get you forwarded by Facebook to the FBI. Your post was then forwarded to your local bureau office, and you were put under surveillance, the New York Post reports. When's that surveillance end? Doesn't say. Folks, let me bottom line it for you. What's little is left of your First Amendment freedoms, and there isn't much of it, is dependent largely on two things. Number one, whatever whim Elon Musk has this morning when he gets out of bed, and how it affects his profit picture to continue to allow you to speak, and one single lawsuit that is being fought by just two, it's shocking, it's only two brave attorneys general, one of Louisiana and the other of Missouri. That's where The Intercept got these documents. Somebody leaked them to these attorneys general, and they're shocking. Among other things, remember the Disinformation Governance Board? They were supposed to censor you? Yeah. And remember how they said they shut it down after Nina Skankowicz wasn't that popular? They didn't. The strategic document reveals the underlying work is still ongoing. They are actively censoring anybody who would openly question the federal government on social media. And the things that they're censoring are shocking. You know what one of them is? Joe Biden's botched withdrawal of Afghanistan. The group felt that made the government look bad to Americans, even though the reporting on it was true. It had to be censored because, you know, we can't have division. Even more shocking in this report is who is leading this effort on behalf of the Biden administration. It's an FBI agent by the name of Laura Demlow. I have a feeling we're going to be talking a lot about Laura. The problem with Laura is, well, I'll let Fox tell you.
The FBI agent who actively worked to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story is now advising the Biden administration's push to suppress misinformation on social media. The Intercept reporting Laura Demlow warned officials that the threat of misinformation on social media could undermine support for the U.S. government. During a meeting in March attended by Twitter execs, Demlow reportedly said, quote, "We need a media infrastructure that is held accountable." Leaked DHS documents obtained by The Intercept detail these plans, which include suppressing information on the origins of COVID-19, racial justice, and last year's U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan, among other topics.
Exactly how Orwellian, how terrifying are people like Laura Demlow? We have the documents that show that in a March meeting, Laura Demlow warned that the threat of subversive information on social media could undermine support for the U.S. government. So we can't have that. Now, here's what's weird about the meeting she was leading on behalf of the Biden administration. Who was in it? Executives from Twitter, not surprising, Facebook, and J.P. Morgan Chase? Other documents make even more shocking revelations. This group inside the Department of Homeland Security, you got to understand, Department of Homeland Security is over the FBI. This group is also beginning to censor criticisms of major corporations. JP Morgan Chase, who are they? Bundlers for Hillary Clinton, yes, but along with BlackRock, major supporters of ESG scores, the basis for the Chinese social credit system here in America. You can't get funding, you can't get included, in hedge fund buys, you can't, have your offerings, features and prospectuses if you have a bad ESG score, right? So they've got to prevent people online from educating others about this and criticizing the corporations who are doing this. What you're watching is the full-scale merger of the federal government and major woke corporations who will soon enjoy, and in some instances are enjoying, protection from criticism. If you think about what's been on the Battleground podcast the last few episodes, that makes a lot of sense. Look at what Target's doing. They're mandating that all their employees are paid digitally, even those who work for the contractors that supply their products. Why? Because under the FedNow system, the central bank digital currency system, and I've covered this in many previous podcasts, guess who the two entities will be who are pre-programming the money and dictating how you can spend it? Number one was the federal government, but who was number two? Major corporate entities like Target. So they are being set up with godlike powers and protected from criticism. Folks, this is classic fascism, absolutely classic fascism. These corporate entities are being set up again with godlike powers. You will not criticize them. You will not. But it's far worse than just whispering in tech executives' ears in terms of the Department of Homeland Security. There's now a formalized process where government officials log in and directly flag social media posts on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, also on Reddit, Wikipedia, and request that they be erased or throttled or just suppressed in the search results. There's even at Facebook a special portal where they just log in and go at it. Now, by the way, the Democrat Party is able to do this as well, the DNC, not the GOP, though. That, of course, would never happen.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
But that is a level of the power that they have. Now, let's put this all together. Remember what the big story last week was? The Federal Digital ID Act was voted out of committee successfully in the Senate, and is going to get a vote on the Senate floor. It's already passed the House. Who's going to implement your new digital identifications, government identification? Who's doing that again? Same people, Department of Homeland Security. Yep, and the bill gives the very same agency spearheading all this censorship, the Department of Homeland Security, hundreds of millions of dollars to begin building the infrastructure your digital ID will run on. Wait, the same agency that works with social media and even has access to cancel your post in portals is now going to oversee your digital ID so they can identify every single thing you do online, even if you comment anonymously? Yep. Can you see it all coming together? And none of this is new. By the way, don't kid yourself. If we take over Congress, they'll answer to us now. They won't. Do you know when this actually started? You know we've had a Ministry of Truth since 2018? Yeah, when they announced it and that Nina Jankowicz would head it earlier this year, they just wanted to bring it out into light to give it more power. It's been around for almost 5 years. I'll tell you that mind-boggling story in just a minute. But first, you should know this. Internally, the Department of Homeland Security isn't even hiding it. In their quadrillennial Homeland Security Review, where they just lay out what their new priorities are, they kind of push terrorism and securing the homeland to the side. And write that their new strategy and priority for the coming years is going to be targeting, quote, inaccurate information. Again, in particular, information that divides people from their government, makes them question their government, or feel unsafe, you know, from their government. In the report on its new priorities, by the way, the Department of Homeland Security can't assign itself priorities. It's supposed to answer to Congress, but I guess it doesn't. Anyway, the Department of Justice expands its own original purview from foreign threats to encompass disinformation originating domestically. And according to The Intercept, they flagged and deleted more than 4,800 posts. Now, here's where this gets absolutely jaw-dropping, because I always get comments saying, well, you know, the Democrats shouldn't do this because when we're in power, we're going to use it against them. No, we're not. You know when all this originated? When we were in power. 2018, Republicans controlled Congress and Trump was the president. Do you remember there was that hacking in 2018? High-profile hacking incidents U.S. firms victimized. So Congress, Republican-controlled, passed and Donald Trump signed the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency Act. It created this new department called CISA, C-I-S-A. And they were supposed to, you know, battle the hacking, but they didn't bother. They gave themselves their own, as they describe it in their documents, evolved mission, quote, unquote, that they assigned themselves to monitor social media discussions while routing disinformation concerns to private sector platforms. Oh, and who spearheaded all this? Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. If you look her up, you'll recognize her. She's a good-looking blonde who played the part of a Trump supporter. Heck, a Republican. An American, even, on television, but was none of those things. Nope. As soon as she was confirmed, she went to war with you, with Trump, with our posts. By the way, this group was instrumental in getting Trump canceled. Folks, were there any Trump appointees who didn't immediately go to war with us? I'm just curious if there's anybody like that. I mean, there's got to be one, right? Anyway, Department of Homeland Security, after CISA decided that it wasn't going to bother with, you know, all of that hacking stuff, it was going to monitor threat intelligence and dictate to social media platforms and law enforcement who they should harass, the Department of Homeland Security began notifying social media companies about disinformation on social platforms. And by 2019, still under Trump, Department of Homeland Security created this weird separate entity called Foreign Influence and Interference Branch, staffed with 15 full and part-time staff dedicated to nothing but studying social media disinformation and combating it. Disinformation, remember, is anything that makes the federal government or the Democrats look bad and is true. So Biden simply inherited this from Trump and appointed a woman by the name of Jen Easterly. Well, she made it clear that she'll continue to shift resources in the agency away from cybercrime, which is the only reason it exists, to combat what she calls the spread of dangerous forms of information on social media. So you're probably wondering, holy crap, these people are scary. What are they going to do next? Well, fortunately, they put that in writing. In June, the same Department of Homeland Security Advisory Committee of CISA, and keep in mind, remember I told you yesterday that Elon Musk fired Twitter's head of legal policy, trust, and safety? The biggest liar at Twitter herself, ironically, Vijaya Gadde. She was the one who drop-kicked Donald Trump, kicked him off Twitter, and also the one who censored the very true Hunter Biden laptop story. Yeah. Well, she sits on the board at DHS that censors you. How freaking convenient. Anyway, she and Washington University professor Kate Starbird drafted a report on where they're all going with this. And they're having such a good time censoring information that divides Americans and questions government on social media that they plan to expand their activities. Yep. The agency will begin to closely monitor, quote, social media platforms of all sizes, mainstream media, cable news, hyper-partisan media, whatever that is, talk radio, and other online resources. And what will these busy little demons be doing at the Department of Homeland Security? Quote, They're going to take steps to halt the spread of false and misleading information with a focus on information that, listen to this, undermines key democratic institutions like the court, other sectors such as the financial system, which, as I said earlier, now answers to them with the ESG scores. You can't criticize them, or public health measures. So you cannot cause distrust in our profoundly corrupt institutions. Folks, the answer is simple. We don't have time to reform these people and fire a couple of them or give speeches at committee hearings if Republicans take over. We need to wipe out the FBI. It's got to be gone, ripped out by the roots, all the way down to the janitor. Close the door, make sure no one's inside, detonate the building. And we need to do that with the Department of Homeland Security. We need to do that with CISA. Fire every last one. There is no amount of oversight that will fix this. And folks, it's spreading. It's not just these agencies. Listen to what The Intercept reports. Other agencies, such as Immigration and Customs Enforcement, that's ICE, Science and Technology Directorate of the federal government, I don't even know what that is, the Secret Service, are also now expanding their mission to include disinformation. The whole federal government is being geared to repress and persecute half the country. How's DHS, Department of Homeland Security, going to do it? They are leveraging their data technology systems and directing them, hiring and training specialists to target threat actors who use online platforms to introduce and spread toxic narratives. So we're not even talking about stuff that's untrue. It's just stuff they don't like. Toxic narratives intended to inspire, incite violence. Well, that could be literally anything. Look at this over at the FBI. This is according to Department of Homeland Security minutes from March. The FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force now has a shocking 80 individuals working full-time focused on curbing subversive data utilized to drive a wedge between the populace and the government. Again, not untrue data, not untrue post, just anything that makes you know the truth about how profoundly corrupt and wicked your government is. It's going down. The Intercept article ends with anonymous anecdotes from FBI agents who aren't named, who say they were pulled off legitimate terrorism cases after the George Floyd riots and targeted at Americans just posting online, monitoring people on social media. One of them, The Intercept writes, lamented the drift toward warrantless monitoring of Americans, saying, quote, man, I don't even know what's legal anymore. You know what, folks? Sure doesn't seem like they care, do they? We don't have a lot of time here, folks. We don't have 4 years for Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell to pretend this isn't going on. We're not going to have a country in 4 years. The Intercept ends with this. The Hunter Biden laptop story might be the most high-profile example of law enforcement agencies pressuring technology firms to essentially lie for the Democrat Party. But in many cases, Twitter, Facebook accounts that were flagged by the Department of Homeland Security and its partners, the FBI, as dangerous forms of information, and they requested their deletion, their cancellation, they were just parody accounts or accounts with virtually no followers or influence. Bottom line, having gotten, once again, no pushback from GOP leadership of any kind, these agencies just went ahead and rewrote their own charters, their own mission statements to harass half the country. Folks, we don't have 2 years to wait for another president because we're not going to have candidates that anybody can hear from in 2024 at the rate we're going. They're all going to be erased. Heck, Google, it was just found, has buried 83% of the GOP Senate ads, but not the Democrat ads. Folks, we're not going to be allowed again to have candidates by 24. How do you run if all your candidates are canceled, unfindable, and that's the ones they haven't put in prison? Did you hear this? The GOP now saying, yeah, we expect them to indict Trump within 60 to 90 days after the election. Well, if y'all don't make any noise about that, they're coming for DeSantis after him. They've already got two criminal investigations going into him. At some point, we have to begin to fight back. Folks, we don't even know what it would look like if we fought back. Look, I want to leave this on a positive note today, because think about this. 18-point swing toward the Republicans in the congressional races in the last 2 weeks. There haven't been pro-Republican numbers in congressional races like this in over 40 years. What does that tell us? They're losing. They're losing even despite their censorship efforts. Heck, their censorship efforts show their level of desperation. They just can't sell this crap to the American people. Come on, let's own that. Let's win it. All we have to do is fight back. That's it. And it's got to begin now.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.